Does Bret Hart like Bill Goldberg?
No.
Coming to the end of an era, a man who was once 173-0, was at the top of WCW, was at the top of WWE twice. It looks like Bill Goldberg's career is finally coming to an end. Not within a WWE ring. I don't know if you saw, but Billy Boy was complaining that he invented a handshake deal that after he put Roman over 3 weeks after having COVID, that he would get his retirement match.
Well, that's his problem. And he should not have trusted a handshake deal with,
especially not with Vince,
the devil himself. Not MJF, yeah. Vince.
And apparently people have reached out to those within the WWE, and there are no plans for Goldberg. Which, I mean,
you know, Brother Hitman Hart here, his retirement match should have been 25 years ago.
I think Goldberg probably should have walked away after Rock won the title back at Mania. It's a good little story arc. You know, he came back. Remember, I was so excited when he beat Rock at Survivor Series, especially in the fashion that he did it. I've touched on a little bit on here. There's very few wrestlers, as they grow older, they're still believable. Hulk Hogan in the early 2000s, you could still believe he could beat, you know, Kurt Angle, Undertaker, Chris Jericho, because he was Hulk Hogan. Ric Flair, before his first retirement match, same thing, just the aura of Ric Flair. You know, it didn't matter that he was 60-something, he could still get in there with the Big Show. You could still get in there with Shawn Michaels. After seeing Goldberg dominate Brock like he did, kind of, you know, you're like, oh, that's the old Goldberg. And they kind of should have kept it with that. I wasn't too upset when he beat Kevin Owens for the Universal title. I thought the match with Brock is still, people talk about how good it was. I think it's still severely underrated. But I think it probably should have ended there. Not too sure of many other Goldberg matches after that that were even fun. The Dolph Ziggler one comes to mind, but that's because Dolph Ziggler sells like a champion. And the build-up to it was fun. I mean, we knew he was coming back, but the way that they did it, that was super fun. The Taker match is obviously scary. I said this off the air, him beating The Fiend for the title, although at the time was confusing, it kind of makes sense now because The Fiend, the character kind of sucks in hindsight. And it made more sense for Goldberg to have the title and lose it at Mania than The Fiend. I guess the most recent thing with Bobby was pretty fun. Sprinkled in there, I mean, that Undertaker thing soured it. The most recent Roman wasn't good. And he was something with McIntyre.
He had a match with McIntyre at the Royal Rumble in 2021. He lost.
I didn't really like that. I have to say, Bill wants a final match, and guess what I have here in my hand?
Oh no! Can it be?
It's the scripture, boys.
It is.
Look at here, the most recent, the next chapter. Does that say StarCast? Bill Goldberg's final match?
Oh, no.
So although it might seem crazy that StarCast would do it, supposedly Goldberg's been putting feelers out because he wants to do retirement tour or a big match, which I think if done right could make a lot of money. I mean, people know they do a meet and greet with Bill, maybe some other wrestlers, have a good card backing it up, have a maybe 5-minute match. I mean, you gotta have Goldberg brought on top. If Goldberg had repeatedly won in his most recent WWE run, like if he stayed undefeated, then I'd say he could lose here. I think going back and forth between wins and losses, he needs a W to go out on. He's a huge pivotal part in wrestling history. He's one of the larger mainstream stars in the 90s. He was one of the few homegrown talents WCW produced post Nitro. I think he deserves it. As always, I can't just do one match though. It'd be boring. That'd be easy. What I've got here is a whole card. So the first thing I'll say before we get to the show. Junior heavyweight champion of the NWA, Kerry Morton, son of Ricky Morton, he announces that he is going to defend his title in an open challenge at the StarCast show. So keep that in the back of your head. Kerry Morton, Junior Heavyweight Championship.
And send it back in my head.
All right.
Right there. Got it.
So also on the show, in a battle of second generation and third generation stars, we're going to have Harry Smith, who of course is the British Bulldog's son. He was at the Ric Flair's last match. He's going to face off against Cody Hall. Cody Hall's dad, of course, Scott Hall, one of the big proponents of Goldberg at WCW, one of his allies, a friend. Nice little wink, wink, nudge, nudge there. Since he is king of the indies, we do have to have Matt Cardona on this card. Lately, he's been talking about how extreme he is, you know, an ECW original, former ECW superstar, you know, someone that he's never fought. The very first Extreme Championship Wrestling champion, Shane Douglas. So if Matt Cardona wants to be, you know, the last ECW champion, why not have him face off against the first? Also, in a battle of multi-generational stars, we're going to have Carlito face off against the suicidal, homicidal, genocidal maniac, Sabu. Carlito's father, of course, Carlos Colon, hardcore wrestler in his own right. He used to have some pretty big battles with Abdullah the Butcher. He was involved in a pretty big one with Bruiser Brody. Wink. And he, of course, Sabu's uncle was the Sheik. The Sheik was in that era with Carlos Colon, Abdullah, and Bruiser. Then, for the semi-main match, we're going to have Lance Annoy and Juicy Fatu, who right now are the MLW Tag Team Champions. They're the new Samoan SWAT team. They're going to defend against Thomas and Mark Billington, who are Dynamite Kid and British Bulldog's nephews. Billington Bulldogs. Nice little title match to throw in there. So you can get some wrestling on the card. Not a lot of traditional wrestling on this, but I think for a Bill Goldberg last match card, that makes perfect sense. Now, as they are announcing these matches at the press conference, because I mean, if Ric Flair got one, I'm sure Goldberg can get one. Goldberg's up there. Yeah. Yeah. Goldberg's up there. He's thanking the fans, you know. Vince didn't allow me to have this last match, but you fans, you're the reasons I'm allowed to have this. Still looking for opponent at this time. And then three figures come from behind, jump him, and start beating him down. All wearing, you know, black hoods, black masks. Once Goldberg's down, he's bloody. Three masks come off. And lo and behold, it's Buff Bagwell, Rick Steiner, and Scott Steiner. Scott Steiner grabs the mic, and he starts talking about how this punk Goldberg came into the wrestling business, could never wrestle a day in his life, and he somehow got bigger than he and his brother. Then he followed him to WWE with his tail between his legs, and again, he got bigger than he. So now it's finally time for him to put him down and show that Scott was the real WWE champion in WCW. Goldberg was nothing. So it's set up. Goldberg's last match. We've got Goldberg versus Scott Steiner, and he'll be accompanied by his brother Rick, and then Buff Bagwell. First, there'll be all the pomp and circumstance like there was with the Ric Flair one. I am sure Goldberg's got friends.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure DDP's a friend of his. I think DDP likes him. I mean, DDP likes anyone. He'd probably make an appearance. You know, maybe Tony Schiavone would announce at this one. Just some WCW throwbacks. But as I said, the first match, Kerry Morton's out in the ring. NWA Junior Heavyweight Champion. He's standing there and he says, I announced at the press conference that I'll be defending my championship. Anyone back there who wants to win the Junior Heavyweight title, whether you're a Junior Heavyweight, whether you're a Cruiserweight, anyone can come on down. And then you see two gentlemen come out to the ramp, stand on either side of it, and they light their sparklers. Music hits. Then you hear the slow chant from the fans. Gilbert. Gilbert. And Gilbert, the former WWF light heavyweight champion, comes out to accept the challenge.
I love it.
Fans are loving it. He's flexing. He's sticking his tongue out. Gets in the ring. Face off with each other. They go to their respective corners. Bell rings. Gilbert turns around. He goes to spear Kerry Morton. Kerry Morton sticks his foot up and boots Gilbert right in the face. Gilbert somersaults backwards, gets up, tries to do it again. This time, Kerry Morton catches him with a DDT. Flips him over. 1, 2, 3. Kerry Morton, still your NWA Junior Heavyweight Champion.
Damn.
I know. I thought there was help for Gil.
I'm going to talk to the booking committee on that one. I think Goldberg needs to go over here. if Goldberg... I don't know. Just keep going. Keep going. I'm upset.
And the next match is Cody Hall versus Harry Smith. Harry Smith comes out first. And then, before Cody Hall can come out, you hear the familiar Wolfpack intro. Kevin Nash steps out onto the ramp. Sean Waltman comes out. They both point. Here comes Cody Hall. Now, to my knowledge, this will be one of his first matches back in quite a long time. A touching tribute to his dad. Cody and Harry would have a hard-hitting matchup, which would eventually end in Cody Hall hitting the Razor's Edge, the Outsider's Edge, whatever you like to call it. 1, 2, 3. Cody with the victory. Nash and Waltman get in the ring. They celebrate with him. As they're celebrating, Harry Smith tries to take him out. Then he not only takes an X Factor from Waltman, but he takes a jackknife from Nash. Then Waltman pulls out a can of spray paint. They spray paint that familiar NWO onto Harry Smith's back. A last hurrah for the NWO. Fitting that Kevin Nash is standing tall at a Bill Goldberg event. And if you remember, he's the man that he ended the streak. It was Scott Hall who tasered Goldberg. I remember watching that when I was younger. I obviously watched it on tape. I was confused because it's a cattle prod, and the cattle prod looks a lot like the baseball bat Sting uses.
Yeah.
So I didn't understand why poking Goldberg in the chest made him have a seizure. But, as the ring gets cleared out, we then see weapons start getting taken out to the ring. And it is time for an ECW brawl. Shane Douglas, the first man out there, heads out to the ring. This could be his last extreme match, as he is getting up there in age. So he tells that fucker Cardona to get out there. He's going to defend the ECW name. Indie God, Matt Cardona, comes out. But what's that around his waist? Not just the ECW championship, the original ECW championship that Shane Douglas held. Cardona cuts a promo and he tells Shane Douglas how, you know, Shane won the tournament and was the NWA champion, but it's when it was a dying promotion. Nobody cared about the NWA, and hell, nobody cared about ECW when Shane was there. And we, you know, when Matt Cardona or Zack Ryder was on ECW, it was on cable TV. When when Matt Cardona won the NWA title, that's when NWA was at its hottest. And when he had to relinquish the title is when that fat piece of shit Tyrus won it and then ruined the company.
Yes. I would be cheering. I'm cheering.
Cardona and Douglas just have a hard-hitting brawl. Cardona does everything to try and cheat. Can't get the upper hand on Douglas. They go back and forth. Lights go out, as would happen with ECW. Lights come back on. They're in the ring as Brian Myers. They start beating down Shane Douglas until the lights go out again. Shoot back up. There's two cool Scorpios standing in the ring. Another ECW legend. He's helped Shane Douglas start taking out Myers. They start taking out Cardona. Cardona tries having that Mark Sterling come down and help him out. And seeing Shane Douglas's old valet stops him, kicks him right in the family jewels. Oof. Cardona can't believe what's happening. He's shocked. And then he turns around into Shane Douglas, then wallops him with a kendo stick. Then he prepares for a DDT onto a chair. Shane Douglas stands up, holds up the three for the triple threat, which is a nice tribute for fallen Chris Candido and Bam Bam Bigelow. Picks Cardona up one more time, drops him with another DDT, pins Cardona, and not only walks out with the original ECW title, he takes Cardona's internet championship with him as well. So that way there's not two hardcore matches back-to-back. This is where we get the new Samoan SWAT team, Lance Inouye and Juicy Fatu, teaming up to face the Billington Bulldogs. As I said, this is Dynamite Kid and British Bulldogs' nephews. They're accompanied by Barry Smith, the loser of the earlier match. You can tell he wants his cousins to win the tag team titles. But Lance and Juicy do not come alone, as they are managed by another than Rikishi Fatu, the father of the Usos. Almost seemingly at this point looked at as the head of the bloodline, which I still find a little funny. But he's out there with them. The announcers mention how Goldberg's last loss was to Roman Reigns, cousins of these guys, and we'll see how these guys do and how Goldberg fares later in the night. This is your classic tag team wrestling match. I don't think MLW would let a title change happen on a Goldberg last match. So then we would have, instead of, because it's not the full bloodline, I'll call this like a blood decimal point. They go over on the Billington Bulldogs. Not a good night for Harry Smith and family. Again, I made sure for Harry Smith and his family to lose a lot on this card, because you know who their uncle is?
Who's Hart?
So, on a Bill Goldberg card, I mean, you gotta Bret Hart look foolish.
What, Bret Hart's not there?
No. You know how for the WWE Hall of Fame, Scott Steiner wasn't allowed in?
The giant picture of him on the...
Yeah. Bret Hart's not allowed in this one.
Okay, all right.
The semi-main event is Carlito versus Sabu. Of course, last time we saw Carlito, he was jacked in the Royal Rumble. Sabu, you know, getting up there in age. This, again, just a hardcore fight. Sabu breaks out a fireball like the Sheik used to use. Carlito breaks out the fork like Abdullah and Carlos Colon used to use. Again, just a hardcore brawl. This one a little more stiff than Cardona and Douglas, because at least that one had Cardona in it. And for all the slack he gets, I think he's improved a lot in the ring. Lita with the victory in this one. Sabu's put enough people over. I don't think he'd care. He's getting a paycheck. Probably larger than what he got from the Squared Circle Expo since he had to leave early due to health issues. I didn't know he's okay, though. Here we are, the main event. Got Steiner in his first, wearing the chain mail, flanked by the dog-faced gremlin Rick Steiner. Rick Steiner, he gets a lot of boos at this event. Can't understand why. But it's almost like he said something homophobic.
What?
Yeah.
No, really? Did he?
Buff Bagwell looks great, though. Thanks, DDP, for that one. You saved another guy. Speaking of which, DDP is the one who knocks on Goldberg's door, locker room door. Door flings open, hits him on the chest, and he says, "You ready, big man?" He flanks Goldberg out. Goldberg's in the ring. You can hear the fans chanting Goldberg. He's got a smile on his face. A little bit of blood dripping from his forehead. But he hit a locker in the backstage area. Goldberg and Scott go to their separate corners. All rings. Before anything can happen, Buff Bagwell jumps in. Leaves his hands. Says, "No, no, no. Not going to let you take out Scott. Not. Nope, nope." Goldberg chuckles, spears Buff Bagwell. Bagwell goes down, rolls outside the ring. Goldberg standing up from that. Rick Steiner tries to jump him. So DDP makes the save. It's a diamond cutter. Rolls Rick out of the ring. Then takes out DDP. Starts taking down Goldberg. Looks like Scott's got the advantage. Hits him with a couple Steiner lines. Picks him back up. Throws him against the rope. Goldberg ducks. Scott turns back around as Goldberg's running at him for a spear. Goldberg goes back into the corner. It's one more spear. Then finally, he picks Scott up for a jackhammer. Drops him. He hits the one, the two, picks him up and laughs. Picks him up again. Jackhammer. Fans start chanting, "One more.
Give me another one. Give me another one."
It's one more jackhammer on Scott Steiner. Rick Steiner tries to get in the ring, and again, a diamond cutter. Ref pins it 1, 2, 3. Goldberg and his good friend DDP get to stand in the ring as the confetti falls, the curtain falls on the career of Bill Goldberg. And like I said, I think this match, I think it's a lot easier to do a final Goldberg match than, say, a final Ric Flair match or a final Hulk Hogan match. Goldberg's still in shape, and
yeah,
he can hit his couple moves and call it good. Scott Steiner's a perfect opponent for him, for foils for a long time, especially, like I said, they're always compared to each other for late 90s WCW. I think this card, with the amount of people on it, costs a little bit more than, say, the Ric Flair one. I think it's in the fans' home happy. There's not as many little Goldberg references you can sprinkle in as the Ric Flair one, or even when I talked about the Hulk Hogan last match. But I got what I could with Goldberg, having the NWO come out, and then having DDP be there. That's kind of putting a middle finger up to Brett. As Goldberg would want. Actually, I don't think Goldberg would, now that I say that. It almost seems like he's forgiven Brett. Brett's still holding on to that grudge.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a one-sided hatred. I think it probably upsets him a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't think he kicked him in the head on purpose.
Oh!
Or even if that's... I don't know if that's even what Brett's implying or not. Yeah, but the Goldberg thing, I think that'd be great. I think that would, what they could say these days, break the internet. I think that's, that's outdated now. That'd be awesome. The Matt Cardona shit, that'd be awesome as well. I would pay money for this, depending on where it's at. I'm not driving all the way to, like, Atlanta or something for this, but I'd watch it on pay-per-view.
this is at the next StarCast, then O'Connor and Thompson, SummerSlam's going to be Detroit this year. He only got a little bit of time to book it.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to burst your bubble, Logan. Have you seen Conrad's Twitter recently? Nope. Goldberg blocked Conrad. I don't know.
Oh, no!
we'll just roll with it, though.
Okay. I mean, it is in the good book.
Yeah. But he did say fun. He did say Conrad did say he'd still be delighted to do it.
Okay.
So you know, Gore could have blocked him like forever ago for something stupid. So you know.
See the money good, talks. The good book doesn't have a Twitter, so that's probably why I didn't realize it. But make sure you're following us on our socials. And listening to podcasts wherever your podcast can be found, because Anthony, I got a surprise for you.
Oh shit! What?
This isn't the only best match scripture that I'm gonna be telling you.
Oh no!
But I guess you'll just have to tune in next time on the same Stinger place and the same Stinger channel to find out.